Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Us an email at tnt@tntradioempire.com.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Tonight's our live show, admiralomaha.com, and I promise you I will not mention that on Monday. Well, we will talk about it, but I won't try to sell you tickets on Monday.
No.
What are we going to talk about?
We're talking to Chris Porter and Zach Myers tomorrow on Monday.
But we might talk about something that happened on Monday.
Yeah,
on
Monday. Maybe somebody will break their leg.
Let's hope not.
It's tradition.
Ryder brought that up last night. He said, because he was on stage with us last year looking down, said he felt like a douche being our security. But he goes, I was ready to level somebody. I said, yeah, nobody charges.
He was
stage.
Hoping for it.
I know he was. But
it sounds like you're not going to have to encourage drunk people to come and sit in front of us. That's what you wanted the last time. You wanted wanted to look at drunk people in the front row,
right? But it's a different configuration and it's indoors, so it's gonna be there'll be plenty of people right in front of us. But is that guy coming back?
Yes,
is he?
Yeah,
cool.
We got him tickets.
Oh, good.
I think we made some arrangements for him.
Yeah. Good man. Good.
I don't know if he needs accessible seating at this point.
I wonder if he's gonna be wasted again like he was when he. If you don't remember this, 2 years ago, he stood up. And I said, everybody move to the front because there's some empty seats right up front. This huge venue we were at then, and he got up and just his ankle just went. I remember looking at the ankle too for some reason.
He got his foot caught in between the seats in front of him,
right.
And those were those permanent seats that are bolted into the ground. Right. And when he turned his body, the ankle did not turn, and then all the breaking.
So we kept the dick jokes a-flying from the stage, and they brought the ambulance
until
in.
Until the first responders
then Jim, showed up. Jim Suck says, we got to kill the dick jokes till he's done, out of respect for the ankle. And then on the way out, he put his thumb in the air like a football player always does.
Yep.
Keep the dick jokes coming, guys. And he left. All right.
Well, we had
to have major surgery.
Yeah.
Multiple.
Multiple?
Yeah. Multiple, yeah. And he's coming back.
Was he with his woman?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, night? He was with some people.
Was she embarrassed? Okay.
But if you did the same thing this year, fixed seats on the floor.
No, I think that's safer.
Yeah.
My wife would have been embarrassed if I stutter stepped a little bit.
Right.
Let alone just
right.
Done.
AdmiralOmaha.com. You got all day long to get tickets up until the show. Show starts at 6. No, excuse me. Doors at 6. Show at 7.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date.
Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And I got a dink pic from James. No, I didn't. Just sending that out there.
Speaking of junk, did you see that story I sent you guys about the dude who almost died because of an ingrown hair on his junk?
Did we tell that story yet? I don't think we did.
I don't think we did.
Because I had an ingrown hair on my, right beside my balls when I was in my mid-20s, and I thought it was something else, like a genital wart or something like that, speaking of STIs.
It was a possibility.
Right. And I went to the doctor, and I didn't know the doctor at the time. It was just some place I went to, and I'm thinking, oh, this guy's going to tell me I got a genital wart, which is something that can, I think they pop back out. We talked about STIs earlier. They pop back out every once in a while. I don't think you get rid of genital warts, can you?
I don't know.
Well, you've got two genital warts. And the guy, I'm on the table. My balls are hanging out there. I'm probably 25.
Are they sexually transmitted? Or
they can be. Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
In other ways.
Yes, they are. And I'm thinking, ah.
And he just pops a zit for you?
No, he looks down and goes, ah, ingrown hair. I almost kissed him, but it would have been inappropriate since my balls were hanging out, you know. So I kissed him anyway, you know. Well, they gave me some topical thing, and the ingrown hair fell out or something like that.
This one was from his leg.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, it was like down mine a little bit near my sack.
It was in his groin. Yeah.
Okay.
His groin area.
Mine was in the groin area. Right?
It wasn't on the sack.
Mine wasn't on the sack either, but it was right near the sack.
How did it almost kill him?
Well, so I guess this guy was, I'm trying to find where
he tried to kiss
at.
The
it was
doctor.
Somewhere
just
here.
grew up into his chest and stabbed his heart.
We're talking a full-grown man here, husband and father. Got a ingrown hair on his groin area, and he tries to remove it, and somehow it started a tiny little open wound that got infected and led to septic shock.
Yeah,
and that'll kill you.
And an alarming complications, including blood clots, pneumonia, organ failure.
In the morning.
And a lung
That's
condition.
That's a great show, by the way.
Yeah. Called acute respiratory distress syndrome. He ends up intubated in the ICU and given a 4% chance of survival, and the doctors declared him brain dead.
Did he let it fester? Is that what his problem was?
I guess.
Brain dead.
I guess. But here, so they say your husband, your father, brain dead. He has a 4% chance of survival. They let him stay there for a month, and after a month, and then a multitude of procedures and treatments, he starts to come out of it.
Did the doctor screw up the diagnosis?
I guess
just a wart. Wake up, you know.
And they
slap him on the cheek a little bit.
Oh, he's awake.
You're fine, buddy.
He was just sleeping.
Okay,
but he's now almost fully recovered. Like he came back from this thing, but
scared. That means don't pull the
Where
plug.
Where did this happen?
I cannot the find that area. in the article.
Because if it happened in America, he's bankrupt now.
I think it did.
Oh
I think,
God,
I think
yes.
it did happen in America. Yeah.
Oh, he's totally bankrupt.
I mean, if you look.
We were discussing that the other day when my son had to go in 3 nights in the hospital, a couple procedures for his kidney stone that wouldn't pass. And he had to keep going back in. It was a major pain. He put a stent in there and everything. It cost me like $4,000 out of pocket. $100,000.
Oh, yeah.
It'd have been $100,000.
I don't think it takes anything to rack up a six-figure bill at the hospital.
And we still got
it?
People fighting.
Oh, no.
And we still got people fighting against healthcare for all.
Yeah.
They're called Republicans.
I don't think it takes anything to rack up that kind of number.
$100,000.
No, I think if I would have paid for my knee out of pocket.
Oh, my God, Todd.
It was $300,000 to $400,000, maybe even a little bit more.
Easily.
Crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, it says it's not clear how long Stephen, this man, waited for a diagnosis of sepsis and at what point it developed. So they don't really know how long he waited after that ingrown hair and then it turned into this. Chances are he's a dude. He probably let it go too long.
Yeah.
There was a point where he should have gone and seen somebody and it would have been a thing.
They can be painful too, you know?
Yeah.
Well, and like you just said, they can be sizable enough that you go,
I thought it was something else, right?
You know?
Well, this guy doesn't even have a cool story.
No.
Wait, he was brain dead. in a coma.
He does have a cool story.
Well, yeah, but then, like, what happened? He's like, ingrown hair.
Well,
yeah.
That's true, too.
There's that.
Just get that checked.
But if you scroll all the way down in this article I sent you guys, there's a photo of him and his wife and his dog, and then there's also some photos of him after he woke up after this month-long. Dude is probably 50, 60 pounds lighter, I'm guessing. I mean, like his body was wasting away.
Oh, he's in coma,
in
right?
That coma. Yeah.
Well, the coma diet is pretty effective when it comes to
that's
weight
better
loss.
Than Ozempic. Yeah. Better than Ozempic, right?
Yeah, this isn't like, oh, I'm back from the dead. He's not going to become a motivational speaker.
No. No, he's embarrassed by what happened to him,
that
right?
That hair exactly. Almost brought me down.
Yeah, I should have probably just checked that the first day it was hanging there and starting to hurt.
Right.
Instead of letting it go and getting the sepsis, brain dead. Yeah, I'm pretty dumb anyway. Yeah,
just some hydrogen peroxide would have helped.
Anything, you know?
Yeah, they call it the silent killer, sepsis.
Think he was still trying to get laid?
Yeah.
And apparently all the stuff that sepsis can trigger... It did in him.
Yeah.
Like he got the whole run.
I wonder who fought to keep him alive because they after the Terri Schiavo pudding incident, you know.
Yeah.
They kept her alive forever and she was just mush. This guy actually wasn't mush.
Well, it says after a month and a multitude of procedures and treatments. So at least they must have had some things that they thought, right. Well, we can try this, right. But we're not expecting much of a result. Right. But a month later he started to come out of it.
Do people dream when they're in a coma?
I've never been in a coma.
I would think you would, because you're basically sleeping.
Well, yeah. Aren't you heavily sedated? You're not going to remember any of it. You're probably dreaming.
No, you might not remember it. Oh, yeah, you might not recall it, right. Yeah.
Oh, says whether or not they can dream probably depends on the cause of the coma. If the visual cortex is badly damaged, visual dreams will be lost. If the auditory cortex is destroyed, they will be unable to hear dreamed voices. So if you had some
I guarantee
head brain damage.
We're talking to somebody that was in a coma, you know?
Yeah. Maybe probably. They're in a coma right now and this is playing in their room.
Oh.
Yeah, I hope they don't
wake
have
up.
That auditory thing.
Right. They're just wishing somebody would change the damn channel.
Did you hear them this morning?
Right. Like every morning. Stop.
Seems like it's a debate.
I think if you turn us off, you might wake up. Good point. What? Oh, they're done talking? Okay. I'm up.
Yeah. Maybe this is what they're playing to compel him to wake up. Keep playing it. Maybe he'll stand up and turn off the radio.
And shoot at it. Yeah.
Yeah. He might pop, to consciousness during commercial breaks.
Yes.
Yeah. And then fade back into the coma when we come back.
Sure, like we do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to think we put a few more than one person into a coma over the years.
Oh, big time. Big time. We are going to do the best stuff from 9 to 10, and believe me, you want that. But we are live for another break.
I think that might not be bad every day.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you on that. Jim Sucks might have a problem with that.
But, well, yeah. He's not got a problem day. With a lot of stuff.
He does.
Just add it to the list.
Oh, yeah. Right. He came in when you weren't here earlier. He said about weed. But he made that, don't worry. I know you guys are going to be high, but don't smoke weed. All right. He's like your dad.
Boss.
Okay, you're not the boss of me. Oh, you are.
There's very few times a boss says to his employees,
Don't smoke weed.
Don't do drugs at work. And he knows damn well no one's listening to him.
Right. I won't be high. I can't do the show high. But you don't want that. Because I'm not an expert like Booger here and Nick. You know?
I'm an expert and I won't even do the
I
show
know,
high.
Yeah, yeah. Nick ain't chiming in.
Nick's just quiet over there.
There's different levels of high.
Tonight at the Admiral, doors at 6, show at 7. AdmiralOmaha.com for tickets. Got to be 18. There will be alcohol. Come on back.
Nick's a performing
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.